Your attention, please. Your attention, please. It's time to raise a glass.
He wore black denim trousers and motorcycle boots and a black leather jacket with an eagle on the back. He had a hopped up sickle that took off like a gun. That fool was the terror of Highway 101. Well, he never washed his face and he never combed his hair. He had axle grease embedded underneath his fingernails. On the muscle of his arm was a red tattoo, a picture of a heart saying, "Mother, I love you." He had a pretty girlfriend by the name of Mary Lou, but he treated her just like he treated all the rest. And everybody pitied her, 'cause everybody knew he loved that doggone motorcycle best. He wore black denim trousers and motorcycle boots and a black leather jacket with an eagle on the back. He had a hot popsicle that took off like a gun. That fool was the terror of Highway 101. Mary Lou, poor girl, she pleaded and she begged him not to leave. She said, "I've got a feeling if you ride tonight, I'll grieve." But her tears were shed in vain and her every word was lost in the rumble of his engine and the smoke from his exhaust. He took it like a devil, there was fire in his eyes. He said, "I'll go 1,000 miles before the sun can rise." But he hit a screaming diesel that was California bound. And when they cleared the wreckage, all they found was his black denim trousers and motorcycle boots and a black leather jacket with an eagle on the back. But they couldn't find the sickle that took off like a gun, and they never found the terror of Highway 101.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online all over the world at xray.fm. Welcome to Raise a Glass. I'm Jim Fisher. Remember the 70s and 80s game show host Bert Convy? Tattletales, Password, Win, Lose, or Draw. Well, long before that career pivot, he was a member of a vocal trio called The Cheers. They had a number 6 hit with that one, Black Denim Trousers, in 1955, written by the legendary Lieber and Stoller. Actually, that was from a time when you could have 2 competing versions of the same song out at the same time. Vaughn Monroe had the version with the full title, Black Denim Trousers and Motorcycle Boots, but that only peaked out at number 38. Too many words in the title, I guess. Bert Convy died of a brain tumor on this day in 1991. And I know you're probably clamoring for a connection between Bert Convy and Edith Piaf. Who isn't? It's a Saturday morning. But yeah, Edith Piaf also recorded a version of that rather wacky song in French and performed it on the Ed Sullivan Show. 6 degrees of Bert Convy for you. Got a full show of music, both wonderful and whack, for you today. But first, let me tell you about the mini fun drive we just started for our new studios. Actually, our new space is more than just radio studios. It's going to be a new hub for our community where we can imagine new ways to do radio, get our listeners more directly involved, and celebrate what makes Portland so bloody awesome. We're looking to raise a quick $5,000 over this week. We still have a lot of work to do before we can move in, and we've got some incentives for you to help us out. 3 giveaways, 2 of which will appeal to you garden enthusiasts out there. Our own Megan McMillan, the utterly delightful lady who brings you the show Garden Party on the last Monday of every month at 1 p.m. here on X-Ray. She's going to do a free garden consultation for 1 lucky winner. Who better to give you their advice than Megan, who's an OSU Extension Master Gardener? And August is great planting time, so it's good timing. Plus, 2 additional winners can win a 2-hour planting session with Megan. She'll come to your garden and help plant and prune, and X-Ray will provide some snacks and refreshments for your afternoon in the garden. It'll be a true garden party. If music is more your thing, we have another prize for 1 lucky wiener, a free private booking of the new X-Ray space for your own personal use. Well, not too personal, I guess. But yeah, have a little party at our place, complete with an X-ray DJ to provide the tunes. A member of staff will work with you to design an appropriate event. Want to host a business reception, a birthday party, a wedding, a bris, or just have a cool place to hang out with a small group of friends with your own private DJ? Well, then this is for you. So go to xray.fm and donate now. Any donation gets you in the running for these giveaways, and we have some other incentives for different amounts that you can learn all about when you go to our website. Let's get this thing going. And hey, for you, our loyal listeners, thanks for sticking with us while we're in this transitional period. Since we're currently homeless, shows that are normally live in the studio are either doing pre-records, or if they don't have the setup to do their show from home or wherever, they're just doing reruns for now. But we will be back with you live from our new dig soon. I can't wait to get this show live from the new place, and I know there are a lot of other DJs who are getting really itchy to get back behind the mic properly. So yes, thank you, and please donate xray.fm. Do it now. This is the Bizarros. Thank you.
wanna be your man.
In the happy birthday vein to Eddie Phillips, a guitarist who achieved some notoriety during the 60s as a member of The Creation. Along with The Who, they were one of the figureheads of the mod scene, and Phillips was part of that second wave of British guitar heroes. Before Jimmy Page made it his own, Phillips was the first guitarist to use a violin bow with a guitar, a technique he experimented with while in an earlier band, and then he perfected the style with The Creation. We heard some of it there in their minor hit, Making Time. And that song got a small resurgence when it was featured on Wes Anderson's excellent Rushmore soundtrack. Phillips is still writing, recording, and playing live with a new version of the band. And he turns 81 today. Happy birthday to Pete York, drummer for the Spencer Davis Group. He turns 84. We heard them doing Keep On Running. Also, the man who wrote that song, Jamaican singer-songwriter Jackie Edwards, died on this day in 1992. Yet another birthday greeting goes out to Linda Ronstadt, who turns 80 today. That was one of her last pop hits, the decidedly new wave-inflected How Do I Make You from 1980, or 81. I should do my research. The Rolling Stones' Some Girls album hit number one on this day in 1978. One of the first albums I ever owned. We heard the deeper cut, Respectable. Mick originally wrote it for a slower tempo, but Keith fought with him to do it as an up-tempo rocker. Good choice. And atop that big block, it was on this day in 1979, Rick Garberson, drummer for the Bizarros, died of a presumed suicide via carbon monoxide poisoning. Very innovative, if somewhat unsung, band from the same Akron, Ohio scene that produced Devo. They did a number called Lady Dubonnet. All right, back to tunes. You got it on X-Ray.
This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock
around.
That's right.
On top.
It's tricky. It's so tight.
Here we go. It's tricky to rock around. To rock around. That's right. On time. It's tricky. It's tricky.
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 It's tricky to rock around. To rock around. That's right. On time. It's tricky.
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 I met this little girlie. Her hair was kind of curly. Went to her house and bust her out. I had to leave real early.
These girls are really sleazy. All they just say is please me. Or spend some time and rock a rhyme. I said it's not that easy.
It's tricky to rock around, to rock around. That's right, on time is tricky.
How is it, babe?
It's tricky.
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 It's tricky to rock around.
To rock around.
That's right, on time is tricky.
Yeah.
Tricky, tricky, tricky. In New York, the people talk and try to make us rhyme. They really hawk, but we just walk because we have no time.
In economic news, unemployment figures rose slightly for the month of October, with declines in the Dow Jones and NASDAQ. The reason for the sudden downturn? You guessed it, Frank Stallone.
You put me down and say I'm going nowhere.
Of stuff I normally wouldn't play in that block. I hope you stuck with me. Yes, I played Madonna, but I played that in tribute to electronic musician and producer William Orbit, who died at his home in London at the end of July. He kind of hit the big time as a producer doing that album for Old Madge. He was 69. And I swear that could be a Rush song. I know, it sounds crazy, but I have a theory that they were the ghostwriters on that. Those metaphysical lyrics sound suspiciously like something Neil Peart would write. Prior to that, wishing a happy birthday to guitar hero Joe Satriani, who turned 70. We heard the title track to his second album, Flying in a Blue Dream. And yes, we heard Frank Stallone doing the iconic, if totally whack, hit that he had from the Staying Alive soundtrack. Yes, the atrocious sequel to Saturday Night Fever, which was directed by his brother Sylvester Stallone. They were brothers? I had no... Anyway, it was on this day in 1983, Staying Alive debuted in theaters, and not a lot of people went to see it. At the top of that block, It's Tricky. No, it's not. It's the song It's Tricky from Run DMC. It was on this day in 1986. Their album Raising Hell became the first rap album to be certified platinum. Hey, did you know today is Chant at the Moon Day? Well, it is. Inspired by a legend that moon-kissed cherries are sweeter. Sure. This unique observation encourages communal cheer. Gather your friends, find a clear sky, and let loose your best lunar chant or howl to embrace the moon's energy. Yeah, pretty cathartic, I guess. And if you do it late enough, it's a good way to piss off your neighbors. All right, let's see what went down on...
This Day in History.
1599. In what would come to be called the 9 Years' War at the Battle of Curlew Pass, Irish forces successfully ambush English forces who were sent to relieve Colooney Castle. That one's for Garen Noon, who you'll hear in the next music block. 1620. The Mayflower set sail from Southampton, England, with 102 pilgrims bound for the New World, bringing with them a muddled brand of religious extremism that still thrives in America. 1848, M. Waldo Hanchett patents the dental chair.
I'm having a lot of trouble with my teeth.
1939, the film adaptation of The Wizard of Oz premieres at Grauman's Chinese Theater in Hollywood. not a success initially, but annual TV broadcasts starting in 1956 brought the movie to massive home audiences. 1949, WOTV-TV, Channel 8 in Grand Rapids, Michigan, an NBC affiliate, begins broadcasting. 1965, the Beatles play to the largest crowd for a concert at the time, over 55,000 at Shea Stadium in New York City. They don't know it yet, but among those attending the show are future Beatle wives Barbara Bach and Linda Eastman. 1969. Well, there goes the Beatles record. The Woodstock Festival opens in Bethel, New York on Max Yazger's dairy farm with around 500,000 attending.
And you know what happened at Woodstock? 2 people died.
Oh, I miss Gilda. 1977. A radio signal of possible intelligent origin from deep space, later dubbed the WOW signal, is received at the Big Ear Radio Telescope in Delaware. Uh-oh.
I want to hear. We don't know that's intelligent.
I want to go home and party.
2015. North Korea creates its own time zone, moving its clocks back a half an hour. Oh, Kim Jong-un. First the haircut and now this. You just got to be different, don't you? 2017. A falling tree kills 13 and injures 49 at a religious festival on the Portuguese island of Madeira.
Thank you, God!
I was a highwayman on the crossroads. I did ride with sword and pistol by my side. And many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive. I was a sailor. I was born upon the tide. And with the sea I did abide. Well, I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft and furled the mainsail. I was a dam builder, crossed the river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that great tomb that knows no sound. But I am still around. I'll always be around and around and around and around and around. I'll fly a starship across the universe divide. And when I reach the other side, my spirit, if I can, perhaps I may become a highwayman again. Or I might simply be a single drop of rain, but I will remain. I'll be back again. And again, and again, and again, and again.
is still on the line.
To a man who celebrates his 80th birthday today, the man who wrote those last two songs, Jimmy Webb. Now, I played Glen Campbell last week, so I knew I needed to find a different version of Jimmy Webb's signature tune there, and wouldn't you know, sifting through my YouTube feed, there suddenly arose a version from a guy whose videos my wife and I have recently gotten into. His name is Garen Noon. He's an Irish fella from the town of Ballina, who does these delightfully foul-mouthed rants about food and other things. He's informally known as the I'm Delicious Guy. That's his closing salvo. Anyway, I see Garen did that gorgeous version of Wichita Lineman, so I just had to use that one. Then I go to Spotify to see what else he's got, and wouldn't you know, the only other song is another Jimmy Webb tune. Another one of the most iconic of country songs, Highwayman. So I played you Garen's version of that one, too. What a spectacular voice on this guy. Not only singing, but even his speaking voice from his videos. Check him out. Garen Noon, N-O-O-N-E. He's on Spotify, Apple Music, TikTok, YouTube, all over the place. And he's actually becoming quite the star in Ireland. One of his big fans is Stevie Nicks, who gave him a shout out from the stage when she was playing in Dublin recently. And I saw he's just been playing a 13,000-seat arena in Dublin this week, opening for the old Irish boy band Westlife. A little musically incongruous. Shades of Jimi Hendrix opening for the Monkees, but good for him. Quick reminder, please go to xray.fm and donate to this week's mini fun drive. I command you. All cash raised will go directly to construction and moving costs for our new studios and help us begin installing our broadcast equipment so we can get more live radio going again and radio that gets you more involved. For incentives, we've got lots of stuff for folks who give specific amounts. For example, anybody giving over $107.10 will get a really great limited edition X-ray art print. I could describe it to you, but you better just check it out yourself on the website. If you donate $1,000, you'll be included in our Wall of Fame plaque and receive an invite to a private performance, soon to be announced, along with a special token of gratitude from one of our volunteer DJs. Special token? I love special tokens. Plus, there's this week's drawings for donations of any amount. We've got a consultation and a private garden party with OSU Master Gardener and X-Ray host Megan McMillan, and a private party at the new studios. So many incentives for you to give. Please go to xray.fm now to get all the details and incentives. We're building the future of radio, people. All right, that'll just about wrap it up. I thank you for lending me your ear holes and do hope you'll join me again next week. Stay tuned for Skybound Station coming up next. And then beaches and the impact sound. A wonderful Saturday awaits you. Keep it tuned to X-Ray. Leaving you with one more. It was on this day in 1972, Elton John landed his first number one album in America as Honky Chateau hit the top of the chart. The first of a string of six successive albums that went to number one. Also, Bob Birch, Elton's longtime bass player, died on this day in 2012. an apparent suicide following years of struggling with constant pain after he was hit by a pickup truck. At the beginning of his final Elton John tour, Birch had a fall, which exacerbated his back pain so much he had to perform while seated. Then major gastrointestinal issues followed. Just a horrible string of events fell upon this poor guy that almost make his suicide seem understandable, even if it is utterly tragic. Now, Bob Birch didn't play on that Honky Chateau album. He would have been about 15 at the time. But here he is on a live version of the song that starts that record. And he really gets to let loose at the end of this one. It's Honky Cat on X-Ray. Radio is yours.
Country, fishing.